USDA made their first adjustment to the U.S. cotton production estimate since Hurricane Michael. Michael struck the lower southeast, the heart of cotton production, in mid-October, leading to extensive damage in southeast Alabama, the Florida Panhandle, and a wide swath of Georgia. Dr. Jody Campici, Vice President of Economics and Policy Analysis for the National Cotton Council, joins us with a breakdown of the latest report.
USDA reduced the crop by 1.4 million bales as compared to the October report, reducing U.S. production to 18.4 million bales. As a result of lower production, USDA reduced the 2018 export estimate by 500,000 bales to 15 million.
And looking to the trade front,
we're starting to see more cancellations in export commitments to China due to the continuing trade dispute. Despite the cancellations last week, the U.S. export sales report still came in better than expected, with 116,000 bales added for the 2018 and 2019 marketing years. Shipments picked up as well as more cotton is becoming available. Current export commitments to Turkey are 46% lower than a year ago. Turkey usually ranks among the top three in U.S. export customers. The continuing currency crisis is impacting mill use in Turkey and in other markets. Total commitments are now at 9.9 million bales, with 2.3 million shipped. When compared to the same time last year, export sales are about 7,000 bales higher and shipments are 300,000 bales higher. We already have a lot of cotton on the books for this marketing year. In past years, we generally start to see an increase in export sales around this time as more cotton has been harvested, classed, and prepared for shipment. This will be a key factor to watch over the next few weeks.